This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We are back with hour number two of Ron Sedgy today on this last weekend of the month. And on our second hour of the show, we have the founder of Voice to Men, Nathan Morris, joining us. He's got a brand new show on HGTV called Hit Properties. Then Kyle Busch will be here on the program. Now, NASCAR separates the year by having the first half on Fox and then the second half on NBC. And now they've turned the reins over from Fox to NBC, and Kyle Petty is one of the commentators. He'll join us to talk about NASCAR. Also, NASCAR analyst Rutledge Wood, who's up in Utah for a big RV show. You know, RVs are real popular now that everybody's going back and traveling. And Dr. Eric Dunnenfeld will be chatting about cataracts. And that's all coming up this hour with Ron Sedgy today.
Rockstar Radio. Did you know this station, this network, is looking for their next rockstar broadcaster? That's right, we are. And it could be you. It could be you interviewing the guests, talking to the newsmakers right in the middle of everything. Have you ever dreamed of being a rockstar show host? Now could be your chance. Together with this station, we'll help you with everything you need. The studios, the equipment, your own producer, a co-host if you'd like, and so much more. Broadcasting is changing. There's never been a need for fresh voices and unique opinions like there is right now. You can do this. Our professional team will guide you every step of the way. Sound effects, show content, building your social network media, and everything you need to be the next rockstar broadcaster. Get all the details. Email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. To get started with your own show, email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. Don't wait. You could be the next voice for America. Email Bill at rockstar.today.
Awesome and amazing day, friends. It's John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health. You've been hearing our messages for a while. You've heard Wayne Allen Root and his extraordinary testimony of what's been going on.
And women, if you have a husband that is struggling or needs a loving nudge, I encourage you to nudge him off the couch and go check out our masterclass on our website, including the amazing testimonials.
And these testimonials are just real people. They're not famous or high-level production. This is real people. People talking on their iPhone, people sitting across from their spouse. They share their real story. For the past 23 years, tens of thousands of people reversing arthritis, diabetes, high blood pressure, neck pain, back pain, migraine headaches, brain fog, lots of challenging things. Be a beautiful, beloved skeptic.
And come check us out at energizedhealth.com. That's energizedhealth.com.
And we are back live nationwide all across the USA and around the world with Ron Sedgy today. And that is the music of one of the hottest groups ever out there, Voice to Men. And joining us right now is a gentleman who not only started the group, but now started a little bit of an extra sideline. His new show, Hit Properties, will air on HGTV Friday at 10 p.m. Eastern and Pacific Time and will run each Friday. Joining us right now is Nathan Morris. Hi, Nathan. How are you doing? Welcome to the show.
I'm good, sir. How are you?
I'm doing great. Before I do anything, I have to tell you that a very close friend of my family wanted me to ask you a question. Do you still like ramen noodles flavored Pringles?
Actually, that's one. Yay. I know exactly. Yeah. One, the other guy in my group, he loves those ramen. He loves those Pringle flavored ramen noodles.
My son Scott told me to ask you that question. Scott said, gee.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Let's talk about the show for a second. All right. Now, here you are, yep. Huge singing sensation with a very successful group, and now you're going into transforming homes. What made you get into this?
Yeah, I've been interested in real estate for a while, and I've been invested in some real estate with some partners of mine for quite some time. And in my free time, you know, I do, you know, design and construction stuff on my own that I've always enjoyed doing over the years. And, you know, this is just an opportunity for us to bring both of those ideas together. And we just wind up taking out some cameras and filming it and seeing how it went.
Now, do you actually do some of the grunt work, Nathan?
Oh, yeah, I'm in it. I'm deep in the trenches. I got my saws and I got my,
really?
Yeah, I'm in it.
Wow. And tell us about this home in Orlando, because that's, as I mentioned earlier, where we do our show from. This is a 8,200 square foot home that you transferred into a magnificent estate.
Yes, it was a rundown property that, you know, was sitting for quite a while. We got a really, really good deal on it. And I mean, it was interesting to us that it was sitting on the golf course for so long and no one went in to rehab it. But, we jumped on it and we went in and redid every single room in the house from, you know, the roof down to every paver and pool and every bathroom and kitchen and everything. And we redid the whole property pretty much.
Out of curiosity, Nathan, would that have been the Metro West golf course?
That was the Lake Nona golf course.
Oh, Lake Nona. Okay. Cause there's one on the Metro West golf course. That I should give you the address because it needs your help. There's no doubt about it. Now, when you do this, you have to overcome a lot of things. I mean, plumbing leaks, new landscaping, wildlife, even hurricanes. Is it troubling to do this? And if you put so much into it, are you at some point afraid that you may not get it out?
I mean, there are chances that that can happen. One of the things that was lucrative for us was, again, it was on a golf course. It's a desirable location. No matter what the time of year is, especially in Florida, that, you know, though it could take a little bit longer than most because of the price tag, you know, golf courses are desirable locations. And if you can redo a home with, you know, a reasonable budget for what people can afford in that area, then you plan to do well. It's one of those properties that if you bought it and just did nothing with it, you'd make a profit. Now, if you went in and redid some of it, you'd be risking that profit at the eve of being able to get a bigger profit.
Now, on the show, do you address properties that aren't multi-million-dollar locations? I mean, would you take, you know, a couple $100,000 home and transform it, or is it strictly the higher end?
Well, we like the higher end because there's so much flexibility in the things that you can do.
Right.
There's nothing wrong with the smaller properties. I think that it really all depends on the style of the home itself. I think in our show, we want to make sure that when you see a transformation, that you see a dramatic transformation, no matter what the size of the home is. Sometimes, you know, you have those homes where you do a transformation and you say, hey, what did they really do? They just changed the countertop. But
right.
You can't give the view, you can't give that image of completely transforming it to the TV viewer, then the size doesn't really matter.
Do you tackle one house each show, or is it a continuation to come back next week and, you know, finish this house?
Well, the way we're doing it right now with these size houses, we have to tackle one at a time because there's just so many assets to the house. If we were to shrink down our square footage and maybe do a house that's like 2,000 or maybe 3,000 square feet, you know, it's something that, you know, we could probably do in an episode. But we like the idea of doing it over time because it gives the viewer a chance to come back and be a part of it's almost like they walk through the project with us. If you do it in one episode, it's just so fast that sometimes people tend to even forget styling ideas that you did because it's just one episode.
Now, you don't do houses that are already owned by people and you go in and remodel them like some of the shows that are on the DIY network. You actually buy the house, then refurbish it, and then flip it, right?
Yeah, we buy them as investments, and we go in and we redo them and we flip them. I mean, it's solely on us. We either win or we lose. It's really that simple.
Right, right. Any other guys in the group that are interested in the same type of thing?
Not even close. I try to talk to them about it, and they don't touch hammers or nails or saws or drills or anything of that nature. But, you know, hopefully if we get this thing on the road and we get a few more episodes out of this, I may try to bring those guys in and try to teach them a little something on camera and then that they can go home and do themselves.
Yeah, the old saying is success has many fathers and failures is an orphan. So when this thing takes off,
right,
you'll find out who your real
friends are.
You know, you got your start singing in church and playing the trumpet, and then you had private sight singing lessons with natural gift of great pitch. And you also sang a couple of songs in Italian and German. And really, when you were going to school, you kind of was the class clown until you found music. Actually, your first love was playing sports, like pro football. You wanted to go and play football. How did that whole thing change, Nathan?
Well, my music teachers and my mom, they created a coup and they tricked me. And
they can do that.
I wanted to go, like you said, I wanted to go to high school and play football, and they kind of tricked me to go into this performing arts school. I didn't really want to go, and performing arts had no sports team, so I got bored. And in order to occupy my time, I created a group, and i.e. Voice to Men, is here.
And, of course, your success is so well-known because the group is sensational. When you started it, were you concerned, because it's a group versus an individual act, that there was always the chance of a breakup? I mean, I think the only group I can only think of right now that's, that hasn't had a breakup is the Rolling Stones, you know? But, I mean, were you concerned about that in the beginning? Because, obviously, you were the guy that founded. You're the eldest and the founding member of the group, so you had a lot at stake.
Yeah, I had a little. I had a lot at stake, and I think I had a little bit, I hate to use the word power, I would say influence over my guys back then because of how the group was formed and what we were doing. And I will tell you this, that I never really thought about it that way until we started making some money. And, you know, our first album, the money started to look a little different compared to what got one guy wrote versus the other. And, you know, I'll give you a little story. We did our first album. We got our first publishing checks from our business manager, and all of them were different. Our first album, no one really had a lot of songs for Boyz II Men to sing because our label didn't really know what to do with us. So most of the songs on the album were written by us. Right. So probably, I would say 85% of those songs are written by us, probably 75% me, and then the rest sprinkled out to the rest of the guys. And not because I started the group, just because I had the most songs ready to go. Mm-hmm. So when I saw that the way that money went around, I kind of felt bad because, you know, I didn't start a group for, you know, each individual to just have their own thing. I started a group for everyone to, you know, succeed and be successful as a group. So at that moment, I suggested to my guys that from this point on, I think that it'd be beneficial to all of us to just split everything four ways on everything that we do. So none of us will ever have to worry about money again. We just focus on making music and enjoying and creating. And I think over time, that decision itself might have helped us push past a lot of the craziness early on in our career when we were young and didn't understand that would have forced us to break up.
I got to tell you something. That's admirable of you. It really is. Boy, that just doesn't happen in this business. You and I know that. That is sensational.
Yeah.
Congratulations on doing that.
Yeah,
that's fantastic.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it just made sense. I mean, like I said, when you're young and you don't know, it's like, you know, the more you can take off your table and you can focus on the rest of the stuff, I think it's a lot easier.
Oh, yeah. What a guy you are. Okay, now the show, Hit Properties with Nathan Morris, is going to be airing on HGTV Friday, 10 p.m. Eastern and Pacific, and will run each Friday. Hey, Nathan, when you're down in the Orlando area, give me a holler. We'll break bread together. Congratulations with your success with the band and also with the new show, and we'd love to have you back, my friend.
I appreciate it so much, sir. Thank you.
Thank you, Nathan. It's Nathan Morris. He is the founding member of the great group Boyz II Men. And there's more to come with Ron Sedgy today.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
As life in America looks to return to normal, how can you succeed in the new stock market? With the tech dip, volatility with interest rates, and fear around the yield curve, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text money to 813-813 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text the word money to 813-813. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text money to 813-813. Experience Vantage Point for free. Learn how successful traders generate their wealth. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R-T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
As a mother, you don't want to have to worry about this bill is coming, but then she needs this chemo. That's the decision you shouldn't have to make.
It's a huge burden lifted financially, and so it allows you to give singular focus to your child. I've never known a hospital that takes care of their patients so thoroughly.
That was the first thing I was like, how are we going to do this? When they told us that we didn't have to pay a single bill, I was like, wow. They pretty much have saved us.
It's like the world has been lifted off of your shoulders, and now your focus is supporting this child.
There is not another hospital like St. Jude. The patient care is unmatchable. It saved my life. It saved my daughter's life. It saved our family.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
We are back live all across the USA and around the world. It's Ron Sedgy today. Well, coming up is the change of the guards. For the first half of the NASCAR season, it was televised on ESPN. It will now switch over to NBC carrying the weekly action of the NASCAR circuit. And, of course, in the announcer's booth, it's going to be our next guest, former stock car driver from the King Petty family, veteran stock car driver, and commentator Kyle Petty, and Brian Ashcroft, the regional director for the franchise operations at Liberty Tax Services. Kyle, Brian, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having us. Thanks, Ron. Glad to be here.
Well, before we start, Brian, I want to tell Kyle that you got the best job in the world. You know that? I mean, what a great way to spend the weekend. And congratulations on all the success that you and your family have had over many, many years.
Thank you very much. I used to have the best job in the world because they let me actually drive a race car. That was the best job. Now I've got the second best job. I get to talk about it.
Well, you know, Kyle, your father has been on our show several times, and even your son Adam had been on a couple of times. And this is a sport that has never faltered when it comes to paying tribute to veterans. You know, some other sports have had controversy. Not racing.
No, never racing. Never racing. And I think that's because, honestly, if we go back to the very, very, very beginning of the sport, when we go back to the early 40s, when stock car racing really took off and when NASCAR was formed in 48, 49, right there, when you look back, and I look back at that part of the sport, a lot of the initial guys in this sport were veterans from World War II.
Right, right.
They'd come back from Europe. They were looking for something, looking for excitement. Remember, this was a southeastern sport. It's where it was born. So what better way to have a little excitement than to take an old Chevy and go run circles in a cow pasture somewhere? And that's where stock car racing came from. So I don't think we've ever gotten away from that part of our roots and the respect that we have for the military.
Of course, your grandfather was part of that initial family of stock car drivers.
Yes, sir, he was. Now, I will say this. My grandfather was older when he started racing, and I like to tell people that he didn't come from the military. He came from the beverage transportation business. That's to be politically correct. That's why he was in before he started driving. But he was that rare breed that came out of that side of it.
Oh, that is funny. That really is. Well, when you talk about dynasties, in politics, it's Kennedys and Bushes, and in show business, it's Douglas, and music, it's Presley, and in automobile racing, it's the Petty family. Now, tell us, Kyle, how you teamed up with this Liberty Tax Service. You mean to tell me that we tax the disability payments on veterans?
Here's how we kind of came about and how we got teamed up, really. Last year, Liberty Tax Service got involved in NASCAR and came to NASCAR as a sponsor in the truck series. So they have invested in the sport. They have become part of the sport. And as you say, my family's been around this sport since the late 40s, so if you come to the sport and you want to help the sport, then we want to help you, and that's kind of the way it is.
Kyle, a preview of this Sunday's running, what do you think is going to happen here Sunday?
You know what? Probably a really good question because I don't think anybody really knows. I think watching the race last weekend, watching some of the practices and the drafting, there's a different rule this year where NASCAR has really opened the door and said, okay, there's not a ride height rule. You guys can run any springs, any shocks, anything you want to run. You've just got to do what you want to do, basically, is what it is when it comes to chassis setup. In the past, we haven't had that. It's been more dictated to what these guys could run. So we've got two different views. We've got guys that are out there trying to run really, really fast and guys that are out there trying to get comfortable and be able to race. So I think the cars are all over the racetrack right now, and that's what the drivers are talking about. No matter what your car is doing, you've got to watch out for what somebody else is doing. So it's going to be interesting to see how the young guys, and there's so many young guys in the sport right now, how they approach this and how the veterans like Ryan Newman and guys like that approach it, because I think they'll be more conservative where the younger guys will put it all on the line a little bit. And where those two worlds collide, we're going to see who the survivor is. But it's going to be an interesting race. This may be one of the most interesting that we've seen over the last 3 or 4 years.
What are your thoughts on the fact that they're going to have one less crew member out there in the pits?
Yeah, you know, that's a NASCAR thing for supposedly saving money. And, you know, racing and saving money is an oxymoron. I don't think they go together. Let me tell you something. We, growing up in a racing family, if we had a buck, we'd spend it on a race car. That's the way it was.
Yeah.
And that's the way it's always going to be, because you're going to spend as much money as it can, as you can, to go faster and to win and to beat that other guy. So I do think that in the big picture of the sport, it probably is a positive move, because it does limit what some of the upper teams can do and the amount of money that they spend. I don't like parity in any sport, I will say that, but I do believe that it will help some of these teams stay in business. So I think it's a plus.
Kyle, I'd be remiss if I didn't ask how your dad's doing.
You know what? He's doing good. And still kicking, still at the racetrack, goes to the racetrack every week. He's been going to the racetrack. When my grandfather started racing, my dad was, I think, 12 or 13 years old, and my dad's gone to the racetrack almost every week of his life since that point in time. So I think if you took the racetrack away from him, that he would just sit down and just slowly deteriorate and go away, because he needs a race car. He needs to smell that gasoline. He needs to see cars running fast.
I got to tell you, it would be very hard to take away that hat, too. That would be another one. That would be another one. Kyle, the next time we chat, I want to talk about why Chrysler, the muscle car manufacturer, is still not back into the NASCAR circuit. I don't understand that for any reason. I mean, your dad certainly knew the success of those cars.
Yeah, you know, I think there's so many different manufacturers that have come and gone in the sport. You know, listen, remember when GM had the Buicks and the Oldsmobiles
and all that
kind of disappeared too, and Chrysler's not in the sport right now, but hopefully they're taking another peek at it. We've heard rumors over the last 12 to 18 months that they're taking another look at it, so hopefully they'll be back soon.
That would be huge. Brian, can you give us that website again for the veterans who are now eligible for this tax rebate?
Certainly. It's LibertyTaxVeteransHelp.com.
Brian Ashcraft, the Regional Director for the Franchise Operations at Liberty Tax Services, and Kyle Petty. Kyle, you got to come back, but we're going to need to talk more about racing these days, and I'll come up one of these Sundays and join you in the booth if you don't mind. I'd love to have that little nice second job that you have there.
Come on up, man. You can do it, man.
Thanks, Kyle. Thanks, Brian. And we'll be watching Sunday. Thanks. Kyle Petty and Brian Ashcraft.
And as we mentioned in the introduction, over the past couple of years, the season for NASCAR, which goes from February, where the Daytona 500 is done, right up until the end of October, they split the season. ESPN does the first half of the season, and then NBC takes over, and they air the NASCAR series, and one of the commentators in the booth is our guest and friend for a long time, Kyle Petty, of course, from the Petty family, who produced Lee Petty, the grandfather of Kyle, Richard Petty, the King, Kyle Petty, and his son Adam, which unfortunately was lost in an automobile accident on the NASCAR circuit a couple of years ago at a very young age. I think he was like 19 or 20. We had talked to him just a couple of weeks before that. But that is a dynasty that is unparalleled in the sport. We're going to pause for a second. There is more to come, so stick around. And you're listening to Ron Segi Today, all across the USA and around the world.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The mayor of Surfside, Florida, says he's trying to get an inspection of the condo building next door to the collapsed Champlain Tower South done. Mayor Charles Burkett said Saturday that he's working to arrange an emergency inspection of the tower identical to the building that partially collapsed on Thursday morning. Burkett said he wasn't ready to order an evacuation of the building, but announced that FEMA has agreed to pay for temporary lodging for residents who wish to leave. Five people are confirmed dead and more than 150 people remain unaccounted for after Thursday's collapse. And Great Britain's health minister has resigned after being caught breaking COVID protocols. Matt Hancock, who has led his country's response to coronavirus, resigned Saturday after admitting and apologizing for breaking social distancing rules. He was caught on camera kissing a senior aide at the Department of Health before COVID rules were eased to allow physical contact with those outside one's household. Hancock was also allegedly having an affair with that aide. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
All right, crew, let's get her done.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The USA and around the world, it's Ron Segi today. Well, if you've listened to me for 7 seconds, you know that I'm a big fan of NASCAR. And I've had all of the greats on the show, from Kyle to Kurt Busch, Richard Petty. I go back to the days of Fireball Roberts, Joe Weatherly, and great drivers from the beginning of that sport. And joining us right now is a gentleman who's an analyst for NASCAR on NBC. We see him every week, and he's at a special location right now. He is in Salt Lake City, Utah, for the big, huge RV show. Joining us right now is Rutledge Wood. Hi, Rutledge. Thanks for joining us on the show today.
Ron, thanks so much for having me, pal. I sure appreciate it.
Dude, great job.
Thank you so much, pal. I really appreciate it. I love that you've got an intro like that, because to me, that shows me already we're going to be good friends.
Oh, great friends.
I think that's what's so fun about being a part of NASCAR and NBC is that we, you know, not only do we get to be there for the racing, but, you know, for me, that's what makes so much sense to be here for the RV experience.
Sure.
You know how much of that experience of going to a race is tailgating, it's camping out with your friends, it's bringing an RV. To me, like, this is all of my worlds kind of put together.
Well, there's no doubt about it, and we're going to talk a little bit more about racing later on, but we do want to talk about the RV experience in Salt Lake City right now. Tell us about it, because you're going to play an intricate part in this, and as you alluded to, you are, I guess, what they call an RVer.
That's right. You know, I got introduced to RVing by my grandparents, who would come visit us when I was growing up in Alabama. They'd come visit every summer with their fifth wheel, and the stories that they brought with them always told me, like, one day I'm going to get an RV. I'm going to go out there and enjoy it. But what makes Salt Lake City so special this week is the RV experience. It's 500,000 square feet of RVs. We're talking almost 300 RVs in one spot, and it's all the top manufacturers, and you really get to see all the new and exciting stuff where people are bringing prototypes and concept RVs. It's all of the newest technologies in one place, and I think that's what I love so much, that we're seeing how the things that you and I want in our houses and the technology that we want in our cars as well coming to this industry in a really great way. And I think it's also Go RVing has really embraced that not everybody wants the exact same RV, and you look at the very distinct kind of archetypes of people who would want an RV and why. You know, a funny thing, Kyle Larson a few weeks ago put up on Twitter, hey, I'm looking for a new Sprinter van RV, because he was wanting to haul his go-kart to some different tracks. But also, you know, when he goes to these sprint car races, if he had a small RV, you know, what a different experience that is. So it's really not, it's not just young people and retirees. It's kind of everybody in between that is interested in RVing and wants to go see the country in a totally different way.
Well, you know, you're right about that. There is a stigma related to it that, you got to be old and retired to have an RV. Now, I live across the street from a state park, and I love walking through it because way in the back there is an RV section. And I love walking through there, especially on a Saturday or Sunday morning, because not only is it the thrill of driving, but it's the camaraderie. I used to be in boating for a lot of years. It's that same camaraderie. They go out, you smell the bacon and the eggs, you know, you have the chit-chat. It's really terrific.
It really is, and to me, that's the same thing that I love so much about RVing and how it goes hand-in-hand with NASCAR. You know, when we show up for NBC, we take over in July at Chicagoland, and to see those people come out and know that they've camped with their RVs next to each other year in and year out. It's the same thing that you're talking about at the state park across from your house. You know, you get to see not only families there sharing and having that community, but people that see each other there time after time. I have these great memories of going and playing gin with my grandparents, and they loved to play cards with the people that were in the RV park with them. And so I made these new friends and would meet grandparents and grandchildren of these friends. And it was just such a neat experience. I think that's really what binds people together, is that it is a community all in and of itself, and everywhere you go, there are people that are enjoying that part of the lifestyle.
I was at a Mecum auction not that long ago here in Orlando, and they had units there, and it's just fascinating what you find. Tell us about some of the real, real fancy stuff, because I think people sometimes, if they've never been in it, or they've seen movies on TV where it's like, you know, something that is antiquated, won't believe what you see in these, like these Prevos and stuff.
Oh my goodness, and you saw at Mecum. Mecum really gets the best of the best of the Prevos and everything that you saw there. There really is no limit on luxury for some of these things, and it's not to say that they're all crazy expensive. It just really depends on what it is that you want. You might want a Sprinter van based RV like Kyle Larson was looking for. You might want a travel trailer that's more set for like outdoor adventure. Like Sylvan Sport has a new one that won an award this week called the Vast. And this thing is so cool. It's got this amazing indoor-outdoor kitchen, super modular lounge inside that you could fit two queen beds, or you can keep all of your stuff locked away in there. And then you compare that to something like Heartland brought their new Cyclone. And I'm telling you, Ron, this is the ultimate tailgating RV. This thing has a kegerator built in. It's got 55-inch TVs, I think four of them. That's more than my local sports bar. But it also has that kind of toy hauler mentality in the back. There's a 13-foot garage where you can take everything with you. So I definitely think what people are seeing is that there is something for everybody, and it's not necessarily the same. You know, let that technology and let the ways that you want to use an RV kind of guide you, and I think that's something that Go RVing has done so well, because if you go to their website, GoRVing.com, they will help you with those decisions and figure out, well, how do I want to use this and where and what are those different ways? And to your point, you could get one that is a Prevo that's in the lap of luxury, or you could get something that's a lot more affordable that maybe you're not going to use as often as one of the big motorhomes.
Like the drivers in NASCAR, do you travel from city to city in an RV too?
I don't get to travel in an RV near as much as I would like to. Definitely during the summer runs we get to, and NBC lines one up for a bunch of the different races for us. I'm still trying to convince my best friend Kyle Petty to take a road trip with Dale Jarrett and I. I think we would be really fun in an RV across the country for some of those summer races. So I'm working on that as we speak.
Boy, I tell you, that would be a crew. There's no doubt about it. But Rutledge, a lot of people think, boy, I can't drive that. That's not that hard to drive, is it? You don't have to have a special license for that, do you?
Correct. Yeah, you don't have to have a CDL, and you know, there's a lot of different training courses that will help people. And now we were talking about a truck yesterday from Newmar, and it has a 360-degree camera. So parking in one of those RV spots, like the state park you mentioned, has never been easier. They can get you exactly where you need to be. It's really not difficult. And you know, I've got a Toyota Tundra. I can pull an Airstream all day with that. Or if you're looking for something that's a bigger, you know, a diesel pusher, there are also training classes that you can go through, and people will help you really get good driving whatever that is, or pulling whatever that it is you want from an RV side.
And you're going to be hosting the reveal and the Top Tech Challenge at the RVX, right?
That's right. And it's so cool to see the way that the Top Tech Challenge works, and we hand people a list of issues with a possible thing and watch them kind of try to diagnose it. It's such a cool thing, because I think that side of the industry is so important and so vital to show off the craftsmanship that exists and the skilled technicians that support this whole industry.
And the website is GoRVing.com, correct?
That's right. It has everything to help you get started, whether that's a rental run or thinking about purchasing something. You know, it can really help you determine how are you going to use it, where and how. It's a great resource for everybody.
Quick question. Should the 200 wins that Kyle Busch is getting close to be compared to the 200 wins of the King, Richard Petty, since they were in truck and Xfinity and NASCAR, vis-a-vis Richard's being just in the Cup?
You know what, to me, Ron, I don't think there's any comparison. I think what Richard Petty did is unreal and unbelievable, and I think you have a greater appreciation for it the more that Kyle Busch wins, because Kyle Busch is showing us how hard it is to win in all of these series, and he makes it look easy. But look at his Cup wins, and you compare that to the King. To me, it makes me appreciate even more what Richard Petty was able to do. I don't think they are on the same level, but they are both unbelievable statistics. And Kyle Busch, what I appreciate, I think, most is that he's a guy that also has given other people a chance to drive his trucks. You know, what he does is unreal. And I think what's tough is that when he makes it look so easy to win, it starts making people wonder, like, well, did the King do that? Did it look like that every time? It's still an unbelievable feat. They are two great accomplishments that should be celebrated, but I definitely think they are for different accolades, any way you cut it.
Well put, but I just hate to see the King dethroned. I don't want to see that, Rutledge.
You don't have to worry about that. The King will always be the King. Now, I'll admit, one day Kyle might be the Prince, but he's going to have to keep getting that Cup number of wins up, I think, to change that nomenclature, how people talk about it.
I hope that you get a chance to come back and visit us again. We'll talk about NASCAR. How's that? Would you do that?
Ron, I would love that. Thank you so much for having me. I sure appreciate it.
Thank you for joining us. And again, the website is GoRVing.com. Our guest has been Rutledge Wood, of course, the man to watch on the NASCAR circuit. Thanks, Rutledge.
Thanks, Ron. Thank you, pal. I can't wait. I really appreciate you taking the time. Have a great day.
Okay, you too. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Ron. Bye-bye.
And as you can hear from the people in the background, he's calling us right from the RV Experience Show in Salt Lake City. And we'll be right back.
As a mother, you don't want to have to worry about this bill is coming, but then she needs this chemo. That's a decision you shouldn't have to make.
It's a huge burden lifted financially, and so it allows you to give singular focus to your child. I've never known a hospital that takes care of their patients so thoroughly.
That was the first thing I was like, how are we going to do this? when they told us that we didn't have to pay a single bill, I was like, wow, they pretty much have saved us.
It's like the world has been lifted off of your shoulders, and now your focus is supporting this child.
There is not another hospital like St. Jude. The patient care is unmatchable. It saved my life. It saved my daughter's life. It saved our family.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at St. Jude.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers, but if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
The world, you are listening to Ron Sedgy today. I never knew this. June is Cataract Awareness Month. And boy, I tell you, I know a little bit about that, but not as much as our next guest, who really knows about it. He has authored more than 170 scientific articles and 20 book chapters and books. Very successful ophthalmologist. Joining us right now is Dr. Eric Donenfeld. Hello, doctor. How are you? Welcome to the show.
Well, what a pleasure to be here with you. I appreciate it very much.
Well, I appreciate you being here because I am an individual who has suffered from cataract, know a little bit about it from the standpoint of going through it. Let's start things off for people who don't know what it is, or they've heard of it and the term just doesn't mean anything to them. What is a cataract?
Well, it's a great place to start, and a cataract is a clouding of the body's natural lens. Everybody has an eye with a lens in it, and the lens is clear. When you're young, it focuses light. As you get older, you lose your ability to focus, and then it starts turning cloudy. And once it turns cloudy to the point where patients can't see well, that's when it becomes a cataract. And it's a natural aging change. It's due to clumping of the proteins inside the eye. And there's really no treatment for cataracts other than surgery. We can change people's glasses, but there's no drops or oral medications that are going to help dissipate a cataract.
Can it result in blindness if not treated?
Well, it's reversible blindness. And that's the good news about cataracts, is that cataracts, once they're treated, the vision will come back. So that, yes, some patients do wait to the point where they're legally blind and they can't really function any longer, but that's the miracle of cataract surgery is all about. It's about restoring vision and giving patients the ability to have quality of life again. And cataract surgery is one of the simply most successful operations we've ever seen in the United States. It's also the single most common operation performed in the United States, with over 4 million performed annually.
I fall into this category a few years ago where I said, boy, nobody's going to touch my eyes. But it is really non-invasive. Here's a statistic that I find staggering, okay? Cataracts begin in most people in their 40s. I think that is surprising. More than 90% of people will develop cataracts by the age of 65, and the fact that there's a fear factor in how to resolve it results in 30% of Americans unlikely to undergo the procedure due to fear of having it hurt. It doesn't. I mean, you don't even know what's going on. The doctor that did mine and did one eye, and I want to have the other one done, they asked me, do you want it laser or blade? Well, I thought laser might be the latest technology, but they did it blade. And when they told me that, that got me a little nervous. What is better, or are they equal?
Well, there's different ways of performing cataract surgery today, and conventional cataract surgery has been around for 50 years, and it's done with a blade, and it's very, very successful. There is a newer way of doing the surgery by laser, and the laser offers some advantages, but both procedures are very successful and really tried and true. I do most of my surgeries by laser. I think it does offer advantages, but it's a little bit of a controversy within the field of ophthalmology of which is better. Certainly, laser does offer some advantages to the surgeon and to the patient as well, in that it can treat astigmatism, it removes the cataract surgery more quickly, and vision comes back more quickly as well. So both procedures are excellent, and I recommend them. And my best advice is find a doctor you trust and go with their recommendation.
Like everything, when you don't know much about it, myths enter into the equation. What are the myths about cataracts? Because before I had my operation, I heard all kinds of things, positive and negative. All of the negatives were not true.
Well, there are a lot of myths, and you could probably tell them better than I could, but the biggest myth I hear all the time is that patients expect that after cataract surgery, they're going to have to wear these big, thick cataract glasses, and nothing could be farther from the truth. As a matter of fact, many patients after cataract surgery don't need to wear glasses for distance at all. And actually, just a couple weeks ago, the FDA approved the Johnson & Johnson Tecnis Synergy Lens, which is a lens that can give patients vision at distance, intermediate, and up close. And my patients who have had this surgery say to me afterwards, they don't need to wear glasses for anything any longer, and the lens lasts forever. For these patients, cataract surgery has actually become the fountain of youth.
One of the myths I heard is I could dance better, but it didn't happen. I'm still lousy on the dance floor. When do you know you need it? Believe it or not, I go crazy with this thing because I had the left eye done and not the right eye yet. And when I look out of my left eye, everything is bright and clear. When I look out of my right eye, I can see good, but everything looks like an old picture from the 50s that kind of yellowed.
Right. That's exactly the early signs of cataract. And that doesn't mean you need cataract surgery at that stage. You need cataract surgery when you can't do normal daily functions, when you don't see well enough to drive a car at night, or you can't see the TV, or it's embarrassing, you wave at the wrong wife across the room at the party when you thought it was your wife. Those are things that just don't go over well in my family. So cataract surgery is necessary when glasses don't fix your vision. A misconception is that there are drops or pills that can help, and they really aren't any. It's really just a surgical procedure. But the surgery, as you mentioned so well, is really very safe and very effective.
Doctor, what is the recuperation, and is it smart to have them one at a time or both at the same time if needed?
The recuperation is just a couple of days. The surgery is done as an outpatient, painless. You go home the same day, and usually it takes a day or two for the vision to come back. And the great majority of cataract surgeries performed in the United States today are performed one eye at a time, usually waiting 1, 2, or 3 weeks afterwards for the second eye. But there is a new trend developing that we're starting to perform bilateral simultaneous surgery and getting both eyes done the same day. Now, most doctors don't do that yet, but that's a new trend that's developing that I think will continue over the next couple of years.
I understand that you have done, in your career, almost 55,000 laser vision correction procedures. I mean, after 55,000, you must be very proficient at your occupation, doctor.
I still feel like I'm getting better every day, and that's the beauty of cataract surgery. It's a wonderful procedure, but the technology just keeps improving. As the technology improves, I become a better surgeon. So it's been an amazing career, and to watch the way people respond to their vision being improved is one of the most rewarding aspects in all of medicine. I have a brother who's an OBGYN, and we argue over who has a more rewarding career, delivering babies or delivering vision, and I'm going to take my side. I think to give people vision is just an extraordinary experience.
Out of all the senses, I've always said that the vision is the most important. I'm a guy who makes a living with voice and hearing, but give away vision, especially when you've had it, has got to be terrible. Where can we go, doctor, for more information?
Great question. There's a wonderful website called www.beyondcataracts.com. A lot of great information there. But what you told me just now about how vision is different in your two eyes, that's just the story of cataract surgery. It's like going from an old LP to high def, and that's what you have now in one eye. And it's just amazing to see how patients respond to that improvement in vision.
And once they see the difference, as I have seen the difference, then you see the difference. When both eyes were in that condition as the right eye, you thought that's the way it's supposed to be. But boy, once you correct it, it's a different story altogether. The website again is beyondcataracts.com. June is Awareness Month for cataracts. Doesn't mean that you shouldn't be aware of it 12 months out of the year. And, doctor, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me. What a pleasure.
Dr. Eric Nonnenfeld has been our guest, and there's more to come with Ron Seggi today.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Vigilant in the defense of our freedom. There's no better way to do so than by joining the Association of Mature American Citizens, AMAC. AMAC is one of the fastest growing conservative organizations in America. Well over 2 million people have joined and now carry the AMAC membership card. AMAC was built by regular folks who feel the same way you do. You're not alone. AMAC believes in and stands up for the values that made America so great. We're fighting the good fight against reckless government spending and the ever-expanding scope of federal government. We believe in the sanctity of our Constitution. So if you're 50 or over and hold to traditional American values, you no longer have to feel alone. Call the Association for Mature American Citizens, AMAC, and get great discounts and support your values. Call today, 855-696-7930. 855-696-7930. Use the code Pastor Greg, get your first year absolutely free.
That's a wrap with Ron Sedgie today on this last weekend of the month. I want to thank you and all of our guests for being part of the past 2 hours. And our guests include actor Hal Linden, Howie Mandel from America's Got Talent, country legend Kelly Lang from Dancing with the Stars, Derek Huff, one of the boys to men, Nathan Morris, Kyle Petty from NASCAR, Rutledge Wood, also an analyst for NASCAR, and Dr. Eric Donenfeld. Well, we'll be looking for your company come next week when we're going to do it again live all across the USA and around the world with Ron Sedgie today. Till then, I'm Ron Sedgie, hoping that you have blue skies and green lights.